Blog Talk Radio.
The scriptures clearly teach is that we, as believers, should know history. God tells us in passages like Romans 15:4 and Isaiah 43. He tells us also in 1 Corinthians 10 and Hebrews 11 and Psalm 73 and 78 and so many other places. He says to recall the former days, to remember the former times. Throughout the scriptures, we see that when a people remembers their history, they behave differently than when they forget their history. We see that even recovering histories, in the case of Josiah and the temple, leads to a national revival. Or in the case of Esther and Mordecai, the use of history by the king one night kept Mordecai from being hanged on the gallows and thus preserved the nation. So history is huge. God is into it. But in America, we don't do a good job of knowing our own history, and we need to. The scripture says that his people perish for lack of knowledge. We've been taught in America for years that what we're about is economics. We formed this nation because of taxation without representation. We need to know our history better. Taxation without representation does appear in the Declaration of Independence, but it's only one out of 27 issues that appear there. There's also religious issues. There's moral issues. There's so many other things than what we just hear today on economics. We need to go back and see that we were founded in this nation. Four clauses of the Declaration say that they didn't want activist judges. Two clauses say they wanted to end slavery. We have clauses over preserving the right to have Bible societies and other religious exercises. So as Christians, we need to know our history. We don't need to just go with what we've been taught. We ought to go back and read the documents. It's one thing to be taught what the Bible says. It's another thing to read it. So I challenge you. Follow up on what God says in the Scriptures. Know our history. Recall the former days. Let's go back and look at some of the patriots we had that were such strong Christians that are leaders that we don't even hear about today. So I challenge you. Do some research. Go to websites. Look at things that will tell you about your faith history as a Christian. It's important you know that so that you know how to behave today.
Welcome to City on a Hill Radio Show. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm Barbara Moore. I'm joined by Christina Micah and Ruthie Bryant, and we'll get started here very shortly. Here at City on a Hill Radio Show, we always like to point back to our biblical foundation, and it was here in America, we have such deep Christian roots. And just because our current leaders, so many of them, have departed from our roots, does not mean that we don't have those Christian roots. Our foundation is a Christian foundation. And the Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You know, this nation was built upon the knowledge of God as the rock of Jesus Christ. And he is the cornerstone and the rock of this nation. And that's why, back many years ago, the Bible was laid into the very foundation of the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. It's called the Monument there, and it is the tallest structure. Nothing is permitted to be taller than the Washington Monument. It's 555 feet tall. And the Bible was laid into the cornerstone when it was built. And all along the monument, going all the way up, at every level, there are Bible verses. And all the way to the top, and where the tip is pointed toward Almighty God in heaven, and engraved on that tip, that aluminum tip, are the words, Laus Deo, praise be to God. And I love that. Nothing is permitted to be higher than the acknowledgement of God in our nation's capital. And that is so important to remember. So we like to point back as much as we can and grow in our knowledge about the foundation of our nation. And with that, we'll go to prayer and acknowledge Almighty God and thank Him. And you know, I am so grateful that we pray when we begin every show, and we pray to close our shows. We do know that we are not adequate of ourselves and in ourselves, that we have need of God. And so it is not a formality, our time of prayer, beginning and closing the show. It is a heartfelt, genuine knowledge that we must have God's help if we're going to share anything that's of any significance. It's got to have His anointing. It's got to be life-giving, a message from Him. So let's go to the Lord in prayer now. And we have Christina Mifus with us. And would you like to start us off, Christina?
You know, Barbara, I'd like to hear you start us off tonight. You know, you offer up such beautiful, eloquent prayer. So you know what? I'd like to hear you tonight. We've done it all week long.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I do love to pray, but I also know, Christina, that, you know, I feel very inadequate. I just want you to know that, okay? But let's pray together.
I think we all feel that way sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fine. Well, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is, Lord, for us to gather together tonight, Christina and Ruthie and I, and then our listeners too, Father, who are bowing their heads in prayer right along with us, oh God. And we thank you for the gift of prayer, the privilege of prayer. And Father, we thank you that you listen to the prayers of your people. You hear the cries of your people, Father. Just as a good parent, Father, here on this earth, listens to their children, Father, and have compassion on their children and desire to help the children. So, Father, even more, you being all wise and all good, Father, even more, you care for us, your children, and you have compassion on us, oh God. And we're grateful for it, Father. We're so grateful for you and all that you do, all you have done for us, Father, and all that you do for us. And we desire that you be blessed, Father. You bless us all the time, all day long. And the Bible says that every day you load us down with benefits. And so many times, Father, we don't even see that those benefits are from you if we see the benefits. So, Father, open our eyes that we might see all that you do for us, Father, and how great you are and how great your provision and your protection is for us and for our loved ones. We thank you for our families, Father. You know, someone said that a nation is only as strong as the families in that nation. Oh, Father, our families are in disarray, Father. We have many broken families, many broken homes, oh, Lord. And children are suffering, and there's loneliness, Father, with husbands and wives that are unable to communicate with each other. And there's the struggle of the single parents, Father, who are raising their children without the help of a loving spouse. Father, we're just desperately broken. We just lift them all up to you, oh God, and we say, oh, heal our families, Father. Heal our marriages. Heal our families, our children, Lord. And that we might once again, Father, be well and whole and loving you, Father, and honoring you. And doing your will and your good pleasure here on this earth, Lord. We pray for a turning back to you, O God, throughout this nation and throughout the world. We pray for that great awakening, O God, because we recognize that nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. Our need of you, Father, is great. And, Father, we must have you if we are to survive. As a people, as families, as a people, as a nation, we must have you, and we must have a turning back to you. So, Father, grant us the gift of repentance, O God, and turn our hearts towards you, O Lord. And we pray this, Father. We pray it in Jesus' precious and powerful name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, ladies, it is so good hearing your voices tonight, and I understand that we're going to be honoring a friend of Ruthie's tonight. Ruthie, would you tell us about that?
Well, actually, he's a friend of America's. You know, I call him my brother. Larry Grathwall, former FBI informant and veteran, United States veteran, highly decorated veteran. Diana Cruz, your other co-host of City on a Hill, asked if, I guess God just put it on her spirit that we needed to honor him in on City on a Hill and talk about his life and what he did for us by infiltrating the Weather Underground and exposing who Bill Ayers is and so on and so forth. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I would like to say something, though, before we get started. I have some breaking news that came in, and I would like to share that with you guys, something that came in the Breaking News Journal. One of our SWAT team members just sent us an email, and you guys know that we've been dealing a lot with the education system and Common Core and so on and so forth, which Larry was really getting ready to embark on and really starting to promote and get involved in. But we got an email. I sent it over to Christina, but she was just trying to get home. But one of our SWAT team members, he got an email, some information from a family, a neighbor of his. His friend has MS, and her daughter needed to be put into a school nearby a friend while the mom was getting help at the hospital. And when the mom got back when she got through with her treatment, you know, I guess it must have been months later or whatever, that she tried to get her kid back into the school that was close to their home. And the state of California told her that she could not do that. And she said that the mom said she wanted to homeschool her child, and they said if she did, they are going to file suit against her, and that they are going, you know, so they're going to try to take her daughter away and things like that. So I just got that information in, and this is the kind of stuff that we're trying to fight and deal with. So I sent her some information, sent him some information on what to give to her, and one of them was to fill out the opt-out form that that Diana has worked on. At least that may be able to help buy her some time. And then to contact Jay Sekulow and also the Christian Educators Association International, because they work on a lot of lawsuits, and maybe we can help stall them that way. And
At Homeschool Defense League.
Defense League. Well, I didn't give her that, but we can.
Okay,
you have the information.
That's
you can
one representing
over.
The Ramaki family from Germany about the homeschooling.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then I didn't think about them. I didn't even know all the rest of them, but I heard of it before, but I hadn't. It didn't come in my mind because it just happened just before we got on the air. So I wanted to let you guys know what we're up against. And that's something that Larry was really concerned about, because when Christina first became a part of the Breaking News Journal SWAT team, and just so that you guys know what I'm talking about, we have a group of leaders in this country that are in media or business people or producers and musicians and actors and you know, have their own TV shows and radio programs and, you know, fashion models, people like that, who are a part of our SWAT team. What they do is when we have something like this happen, they immediately go into action and try to get help for someone else or something like that. And, we work together to work on a situation like Common Core. So when Christina brought the issue of Common Core to the SWAT team, that started being a major focus on everything that we did. And since we're a media source, you know, then we use our media sources to be able to get that information out to people. Larry, I guess now probably maybe 4 weeks ago, maybe 5 weeks ago now, he was on a 61-stop tour in Florida, and everywhere he went, besides talking about his book that had just come on the market called Bringing Down America, he was talking about Common Core. And one of the things he told me was that he said everywhere he went, and he was talking about Common Core, people were like, I'm going to take my children out of public school, and I'm going to put them in a private school, and I'm going to do this and that and the other. And he said, you're not going to be able to do that if you're expecting, if any of your private schools or charter schools have anything to do with government funds. So he was doing a whole lot, and he was tired, and there is a concern whether he died a natural death or whether it was a conspiracy or something else might have happened to him, similar to what's going on, what people are concerned about with Breitbart, Andrew Breitbart. So people are concerned about that because there was a hit list from Bill Ayers to take Larry Graswell down, and Larry did not care about what kind of hit list he was on because he would follow Bill Ayers wherever he went to go speak. And one of the things that would happen when Larry would go to speak and wherever Bill Ayers was, he would fly all over this country to do whatever he could to make sure that people knew that he was a fraud and that he should be in prison and so should Bernardine Dern and all the rest of these guys. And whenever Bill Ayers would see him, he would always cut short any question and answer periods and stuff like that. So these are the kind of things that Larry dealt with. He believed in our country, he loved our country, and he loved the people in it, and he put his life on the line not only while he was in Vietnam serving our country there, but he did it here, having to deal with domestic terrorists as well as foreign terrorists. So he's a prime example of what we are talking about when we will fight against all terrorists, foreign or domestic. Think of Larry.
Yes, indeed. Wow. You said that he wrote a book, Bringing Down America.
The book Bringing Down America is the true story of the Weather Underground, how he got involved, some of the meetings that he had to deal with and go through, and how his cover was blown too early and things like that, and how some of the FBI themselves were stupid in the way that they handled the cases, and how they could have brought down a whole lot more people if they would have listened to him and stuff like that. So he talks about that. He also talks about in there his meeting with Patty Hearst's family. You guys know
uh-huh.
who that name, you know, William Randolph Hearst's granddaughter and stuff like that. So he met with them in California and talked to them about what happened with the Weather Underground and what between the bombings, the people that killed a police officer in a bombing and stuff like that. These guys only served so much time, or either they didn't serve any time at all. And Bill Ayers is the ringleader of it, and he has served no time for this kind of thing. So that's why Larry was upset. He was like, these guys should be under the jailhouse. And he also said you can go back on almost any article or especially the interviews he did on Breaking News Journal or on Racial Harmony Live, he talked about that he was furious. And he wanted to get the word out and make it clear that there are people serving time right now who are black who should never have been put in jail for something that Bill Ayers and them are doing. So when they talk about that they're so concerned, quote, about the children, which we know they're not, you know, there are these people that are serving time in prison that are black that are taking the rap for something that Bill Ayers did, and that he wanted the country to know that. And I tell you, he's one of the most colorblind people I've ever seen. I mean, he was like, Ruthie, he says, we've got to stick together. Please promise me we'll talk at least once a week and stuff like that so that we can keep each other updated and stuff like that. And that was something, a promise that I would keep, except for when he went to Florida. He was gone for only 2 weeks, and he did 61 stops to speak, and I didn't want to bother him when he got back, so I waited a couple of weeks. He did get a chance to make his last appearance, or I say on the Breaking News Journal SWAT team. We had a conference call. The last conference call we had, he was on it, and that was the last time that we heard from him as a team. And then and that was like maybe 2 weeks before he passed away. And then
just this past July, he passed away.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What was the official cause of death?
Well, they have not given an autopsy report yet, and that's one of the suspicious things that's happening right now. Is his daughter said she told us she sent me an email and she said I have more questions now than I had answers to what happened. She said I have more questions when I left Ohio, because she lives in California, and she had more questions when she left Ohio than answers that she received. So that is still going to be dealt with. And so what I'm doing personally is what we did, of course. I don't know if you received the information or not, Barbara, but, you know, we did a tribute to him. And one of my producers, who happens to be one of my cousins, we did a tribute video to him. And that we're hoping will help the family heal, as I'm still trying to heal from it, because I still love him, I still miss him, I can still hear his conversations. I refuse to take off his link to Facebook or any of his emails. Last emails that I received from him, I refuse to take them off. And he was the administrator for my husband, Professor White's master educators. A tutoring service and exchange, because he wanted to help usher the kids in to we didn't have the title Operation Jericho at the time, but he did want the kids to be a part of the Exodus, mass Exodus program, to get our children out of the public school system, and that was close to his heart, and he was working with my husband on that end. So he is now administrator emeritus for the Master Educators Tutoring tutoring Service in Exchange. And so all of the organizations that Operation Jericho, all of them that have done so much for our society are included in the tribute video for him. So that, you know, I just miss him. You know, I miss him. I love him. I mean, you don't hear too many people. You hear people talk about, oh, well, we need to do this and we need to do that. But just like you, Barbara, he was the one person that would put he would put the boots on the ground to make his stance. He did not care about what anybody thought. He wanted to reach those people in the central cities, because he knows that's the target area, and those are the ones that the eugenicists of this country are trying to bring down and use and manipulate and data mine and mess up their minds and hearts and souls. And we've got to take our babies back.
Yes, we do. We do indeed. Well, you know, the cause of death, you know, I know that it's just a couple of days ago, a dear friend of mine said to me, if Dr. D. James Kennedy and Jerry Falwell had been alive, Barack Obama would not have been elected president. He said, I believe that, you know, they had, both of them had pacemakers electronically operated. And he believes that they were murdered, and it done electronically. And you know, I had not thought about that.
What does he mean by electronically?
Well, apparently the pacemaker, or it's computerized.
Let me give you an example. A smart meter can affect a pacemaker.
Okay.
So when they're talking about wireless electronics and things like that, and wireless, and a smart meter, the EMFs that come off of a smart meter will affect the pacemaker. So they could have, this is, I mean, obviously I'm just saying, you know, they could have put an EMF thing out that would have affected the pacemaker. And there are many ways to surge that through your home.
You wouldn't be able to see it or detect that kind of thing. So yeah, that's obviously possible. Did they both? Did both of them have any kind of heart meters or heart?
Yeah, pacemakers. That's what pacemakers.
Both of them did.
Yeah, both of them did. I didn't realize that, but they were not the only two who died about that time. There were others as well, and I thought it very strange. And I remember bemoaning and grieving. that these great men of God, Dr. D. James Kennedy, particularly for me, with his Reclaiming America for Christ conferences and everything that he did, the Statesman Institute there in Washington, D.C., as well as Evangelism Explosion, and, you know, his, what a faithful man of God he was, and faithful patriotic American. So, you know, anyway, it was like a cluster of deaths, and it was very unusual. And and then Bret Hart, 3 weeks before he died, he had dined in the home of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. So, you know, this, you know, it is all so suspicious. It really is. I mean, it just is. And,
you know, we know this goes on, Barbara. As a matter of fact, someone was telling me that knows. I mean, this is, I'm not going to put the name out, but someone in the know was telling me about Hillsdale College. Mm-hmm. And this is another thing. You know, Hillsdale used to be headed up by a very, very, very conservative man that would have, you know, rolled over in his grave knowing what they've done to Hillsdale now. And he was also mysteriously killed. And then Hillsdale, the neocons, took over Hillsdale, and now they're part of this whole charter system.
See, so this kind of thing, and it's always something like a heart attack or something like that, you know, that's going on. Now, I do know that Larry had a kind of weak heart, but there you go. Again, these kind of things, you know, are happening. And Breitbart, he was walking down the street that night or something like that, you know, in the wee hours of the morning or something with his dogs or something he was doing, you know. And so, you know, these things just constantly keep happening. But the thing is, they're very stupid because what they've done is they've actually made these guys immortal almost, you know what I'm saying, by doing this. Because I was looking, I did research yesterday, and I couldn't even copy all the different articles that were done on Larry. There was at least 30 different publications that did articles on him. That's not even including the interviews that he did on TV. You know, and so, or the people that mourned him or you know, wanted to remember him, that have a video or TV or live stream news services and stuff like that. These guys, you know, how stupid can they be? They're not going to shut anybody up, you know, because his daughter, after she gets through having her baby, she wants to get involved and take up as much as she can where her father left off.
Oh, wow. That's
beautiful.
You know,
this is not unusual for our government to do this. We already know, you know, we know that our government is not what we think it is. That our government, especially this administration, would just soon kill you as look at you. So if you get in their way, they're going to threaten you. They're going to, whatever they're going to do. This is their tactics. We know this. So this is not unusual. And because things are coming to a head like they are, they need to get rid of these kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's horrible and it's sad. But again, like you said, they're actually, instead of doing what they wanted to accomplish, they're making these people even more profound.
Mm-hmm. Profound, exactly, exactly. You know, and people want to know about them. So, you know, by the way, everybody, get the book, Bringing Down America, and you'll be able to get, you know, a lot more information about, you know, about what's being said. But, you know, Christina is absolutely right. I mean, these guys, I mean, they can act a fool if they want to. That's the reason why, you know, we were working. It's so weird, you know, Barbara and Christina. We have been talking about doing a movie about these guys because about, you know, Larry and stuff like that. We're right in the middle of working on getting a movie done for him about his life, and now he's no longer with us. That's going to be even more profound. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that, you know, we're working with all kinds of different kinds of people, and it's like, to me, as far as I'm concerned, you better take your best shot, you know, because I want everybody to know exactly what's going on, and I am not afraid of them either, you know. And the one thing that we have that they may not have counted on is that we have a grassroots news service, not a blog talk, not a blog news source. We're talking about, you know, news sources that have all kind of information. So, you know, they can shoot their best shot. You know, I'm just putting my hands in God's hands, and I want him to reveal, because I tell you what, somebody can come through there if they want to, and they just get a hole through their head.
Well, we're at a place, and you know what? This is, God has called us all for, you know, this time. And we have a job to do. Whatever happens, it happens, and we all know where we're going to go. You know, you can only do something to us once. You know, we're going to go home to be with the Lord. So shoot your best shot. But in the meantime, we're not going to sit down, and we're not going to shut up. We're just not.
And they're not scaring anybody. I don't know what the heck that they think that they're doing. You know, we might be quizzing to find out what the heck happened. What I want to find out, though, maybe you guys can give some insight on this. Are there any kind of people that might be CIA people or that people may know that can do some undercover investigation on this kind of thing? I mean, because, you know, I would love to see these people exposed. I know they try to do that with the Foster case down in Arkansas, but that's the last time I saw a lot of attention being put on somebody who seemed like that they were mysteriously killed. Is there any way are there anybody in our camps nowadays that is bold enough to really in open up cases that people are suspicious about?
Boy, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know.
On that level, but I just thought of something else for that lady. You know, here in California, we also have Pacific Justice Institute.
Pacific Justice Institute.
And that's another group of pro bono lawyers, you know, that do all this kind of stuff for Christians.
Pacific
Justice Institute.
Justice Institute, okay.
Oh, Rutherford.
Pardon me?
Rutherford?
No, this is, Brad Dacus is the head of the Pacific Justice Institute.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, they're having their annual thing here coming up, and Benjamin Carson is their keynote.
Mm.
Benjamin Carson is here in Alabama tomorrow night. In Eufaula, Alabama. And
you know, he's an interesting man, but still bears watching, Barbara. I was watching him on some show, and he actually had some kind of left-leaning ideas, and I was very surprised. But I also got a very check in my spirit, because originally we were talking about him for this project, and I think the Lord allowed me to see that for a reason, because I got a check in my spirit. So I'm just saying, I have no idea.
I think we are. You know what? The whole thing is that God said that there's nothing hidden that won't be revealed. And when you're trying to do something from your heart, because I felt the same way. And what happened? Miss Christina found out some information. She usually was like, okay, what about, you know, this is what he believes in. And then I had heard that he believed in the healthcare thing that President Obama stood for, and all this data mining information and stuff, thinking that it would be better for everybody, and that there was also the situation with where what is it called when your doctor basically says they're not going to give you any more medication because, you know, you're too old. What is it called?
You're talking about hospice or
death panel? Yeah, death panel. Death panel type of thing.
End of life panel. Yeah.
Yeah, end of life counsel. That's the more appropriate word. That kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, we think somebody is good, and you know what, Barbara? You know, a lot of us are getting I don't get my information from Fox News anymore anyway. But a lot of people get their information from Fox News, and a lot of these people are questionable now. I mean, they're involved in things knowingly or unknowingly. They're getting involved in things that they think they know. I would give them at least that they may not know, because they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They're saying that they don't like what Common Core is, but yet they're signing on to.
Yeah, they're either complicit or they're ignorant, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those two, because it can't be anything else. But They're either complicit or they're just plain ignorant.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree.
Charles Grassley from Iowa has been speaking out against Common Core. Are y'all familiar with him?
Grassley, yes. Grassley came out with a bill a while back with this Lukemeyer guy, and they were trying to defund Common Core, and it never went anywhere. Unfortunately, this stuff never does, because we have only a third of the government. But they did try. There was Congressman Lukemeyer and Senator Chuck Grassley, and several senators and congressmen signed on to this. But as I said, it didn't go anywhere. Grassley, tries, mm-hmm. And your guy Sessions, Sessions tries hard.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and Jeff Sessions has been trying real hard to expose the Gang of Eight and this plan. And
I have respect for him because he's standing up telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's a good spokesperson, too.
Yes, he is.
He's our former attorney general here in Alabama became senator. Uh-huh.
Oh.
And he is so funny. For years I would take my students to on a Christian heritage tour to Washington D.C. and that would be in the school year, and then in the summer I would take three Alabama high schoolers who had submitted essays and been selected to go for a youth legislative week-long activity there in Washington, and he would meet with both times. He would meet with us, but this was the funniest thing. Now, I want you to picture him doing this. Now, the next time you see him on TV, any time, and I would always have something to compliment him about in person. I mean, always, because he has been a really good senator. And I would do it, and then I would just love to watch him blush. Blush? Yeah, it was so cute.
See, I consider him one of the good guys, Barbara.
Oh, good. I do too, and I'm pretty particular too.
Yeah, I am.
I'm not partial because he's from Alabama.
Because the man stands up and tries to tell the truth. He tries to ring the bell. He's trying to tell everyone. And you got to give him a lot of credit for that, especially where he is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And he's been there for quite some time now, and he's dependable. I call his office on a regular basis. Just to tell the people there, tell him, we're cheering for him, tell him thank you, we're proud of him, because they need to hear that too.
You bet they do. And you know what I like about him is he's standing with the Tea Party people. He's he's standing with, strong against immigration, against defunding. He's standing with Cruz and Lee and Paul and all of those guys. He even went in and helped on the filibuster. Remember when Paul was doing the filibuster?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I take my hat off to him. He gets it, how bad it is, and he's trying to ring the bell.
Oh, hey, let me tell you something else about him. One of my former students, Ryan Brooks, who just passed the bar exam here in Alabama, but anyway, he interned for Senator Sessions, and he was telling me how hospitable Senator Sessions and his wife are to all the interns. They invite them for breakfast, and they do the cooking. Senator Sessions and his wife do the cooking for the interns in their office, and
aww.
They kind of become their family while they're room there in Washington. Isn't that precious?
That makes me like him even more.
That's really special. Yeah, I don't know anybody else who's done anything like that.
No, and he seems like such a genuine person, you know, so he's one that I've been watching over time and grateful that he's there.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. Yeah. Well, you know what? I will tell the ladies in his office the next time I call, which will probably be in a few days.
Got a fan in California.
California and Nevada.
That's right. You tell him.
That's good.
Got a fan.
I meant to bring up something about Larry that you got that your audience may or may not know. If they like movies, they probably heard in April about the movie that Robert Redford, someone who I used to adore, was playing the movie about Bill Ayers in his movie called The Company You Keep. That movie is a propaganda movie paid for by George Soros. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's the mastermind behind all these front organizations that are funneling money through different organizations to spearhead what we're doing, what we're having to confront and fight right now. The people that are trying to bring down our country, socialists, Marxists, and people like that, are being given money hand over fist by people like George Soros and all kind of businesses in this country that don't know what they're supporting, think they're supporting one thing and supporting something totally different. And George Soros, who his purpose is to bring down our country. What they don't realize we're planning on doing is we're gonna bring down the negative side of what they're trying to destroy and bring it back up if God gives us all the strength and the resources to bring up our children and our country back the best way that we can, the way it was supposed to be in the first place without these people that are infiltrating. And I tell you what, if God brings this country back and restores this country back, we better be watching everybody that we put in the office. We better have something written that says if they don't operate according to what they said they were operating, if they voted in the office, that we can kick them out just as quick as a business person can kick out one of their employees. You know, we need to really do some serious stuff to get our country back, because it is totally taken over and infiltrated by people who are the Republican and the Democratic Party are nothing but shell groups, because they have no control.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I've always opposed the voter initiative and recall process because it's not part of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've not wanted to see the federal system destroyed any more than it has been destroyed already with the 17th Amendment and so forth. However, there may not be any other recourse, and I'm going to look at that with very carefully, because
mm-hmm.
we're at a place where I don't know what else we could do. Ruthie, I went to the webpage of David Horowitz,
mm-hmm.
who was a radical leftist who mm-hmm. saw the light, and he has a website called Frontline, and there was a tribute to Larry Graffwall. And
really?
And I wanted to, there's a little bit here that I think it would be very interesting to our listeners, said that Graffwald paid a high personal price for
mm-hmm.
his service to his country,
yeah.
as he explained in congressional testimony, and he also
mm-hmm.
explained this in Bringing Down America, the book
mm-hmm.
he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
When New York City police inadvertently, quote-unquote, made Graffwald in front of other weathermen, he
mm-hmm.
had to be indicted in order to preserve his cover. After
mm-hmm.
the prosecution fizzled, he still had to deal with the consequences of being named in a high-profile criminal case.
Mm-hmm.
His name made headlines in his hometown, not as a hero, but as
mm-hmm.
a dangerous fugitive waging
mm-hmm.
war against his own country as a member of a high-profile terrorist group. Even his own mother didn't believe him at first when he explained he was working undercover. Rathbaugh did more undercover work for the FBI for a while, but he had to be careful because Ayers and his group of revolutionaries had put out a wanted poster.
Yeah, they did.
For crimes against the people. And the FBI helped him to get work, but on the books he remained a fugitive. He spent years in limbo waiting around to testify at trials as other weathermen were apprehended. Rathbaugh's testimony before a grand jury in Detroit was central in the case against Ayers and led to his indictment. Ayers eventually got away scot-free and set about poisoning the minds of the young, a task at which he has been enormously successful as an education theorist. And boy, that's where he comes in right here with what we've been dealing with, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Say it all. Doesn't that say it all, what he just
said? It does.
If you don't get it from that, this terrorist is now in charge of your education system and your children. Bill Ayers is involved in Common Core. These are your children. He's involved with UN and then UNESCO. These are your children, people. Save your children from this.
Absolutely. Save your children, because don't forget, you guys, he's a eugenicist. His one of his things that he wanted to do was eliminate 50 million people back in the 70s. So and that's what they're planning on doing. That's what Bill Gates is doing with his vaccine program that he's experimenting with over in Africa. You know, they're exterminating kids over in Africa. Now nobody is doing anything. You don't even hear a peep in the old media. You know, that's why we have to have the new media sources that we have, so we can get this information out. And we're going to, you know, we can get these parents and everything weaned off of ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, even some from Fox. You know, then we have to do that, because we've got to turn this country around. These people don't realize that they're being fed, spoon-fed, any kind of information that people want them to have.
Well, Fox are stubborn things, John Adams said, quite rightly.
Yes, aren't they?
Stubborn things. No matter what our wishes or inclinations, you know, those facts don't change. And a couple of facts, the Weather Underground with Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers leading them, they bombed the United States Capitol in 1971. They bombed the Pentagon in 1972. And in 1975, they bombed the United States Department of State building. And they made a formal declaration of war against the United States of America. They were, there were many deaths at their hands, policemen among others. And they are murderers, and they have never paid for the crimes they committed. And that was... that was the goal of Larry Grassfall, was to bring them to justice.
And look at they've got control of the children today.
Mm-hmm.
The minds of our children are in the hands of these people.
That's right. These people. Bill Ayers is one of the head people that's organizing this in Chicago.
President. Well, they're one of them. Our president is one of them. This is how sick our country is, and we have to protect the children.
And you're right, and I would say something else, too. A lot of people who are listening out there in radio land, think about it. If you have somebody, these people that like the Weathermen, the Black Panthers, and all these groups and stuff like that, Liberation Army and these guys, when you think of people giving food and giving out things to the kids in the community, what they are doing is they are brainwashing you to think that they are good people. So when they get ready to start their terrorism, they can depend on you to come out and get in the streets and your children to be killed trying to defend these people
their
while they totally
ideology.
Destroy our country.
Their sick ideology. is what our children are going to be used as pawns and guinea pigs and experiments for.
Not if we have anything to do with it.
It reminds me, too, of the Muslim Brotherhood and how they sought in Egypt over the past, 25 or 30 years, they befriended people in order to grow in power, and which they eventually captured the power, only to lose it just recently, we think. We're not sure, but anyway, yeah, they befriend. I mean, that's an old tactic to capture people's hearts. And
they were part of the flotilla, Barbara. They were part of the flotilla thing against Israel.
Yeah, they were.
Code Pink, Bernadine Dorn, all of them were in cahoots with them to go against Israel. Samantha Powers, who's all tied in with them as well. That's Cass Sunstein's wife. Oh, what a web we weave.
You know, back
when you look at everybody, they're all from Chicago. Look at this list.
That's what I said last night. That is the center of the darkness. That is Satan's pit, as far as I'm concerned, because look at what the result is. God says, judge them by their fruit. Look at that fruit.
Yeah, rotten to the core. And we were talking about the fact that these kids are killing each other and all that kind of stuff. Why? They don't have God? Why don't they have God? Because these guys are infiltrated these schools and stuff like that, telling them that their parents and what they believe about God doesn't matter, and so on and so forth. Just name it. Anything that we believe in, they're against.
Right.
I want them to eat their own. I want them to eat their own. And I know one thing, that Bill Ayers is against the data mining of the kids and stuff like that, but so that means he's coming up against Bill Gates, and I hope that they all just eat each other and just they can just undo each other's work, as far as I'm concerned.
What reason does he give for being against the data mining?
Huh?
What reason does he give for being against the data mining?
I have no idea, but I know it was written out. I can go and see if I can research what his particular reason was against that.
I am surprised. By the way, there were 30 members of the Weatherman leadership, and I bet Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers were among them. In 1969, they traveled to Cuba, and they met and they also met with North Vietnamese representatives, and they were trying to learn from the North Vietnamese from their revolutionary experience. And they were trained. The Weathermen were trained by the North Vietnamese communists and the Cuban communists.
Yes.
What
a web we weave.
See.
Yeah, I mean, they're always, you can always connect the dots, Barbara, and it's the same circle of people all the time. It's the same circle. You know, just like this author that just came out with that book, Zealot, about Jesus, and he's a Muslim. And the media, the mainstream media, which we know, if they praise something, it must have little to do with Jesus. So they were praising this book. Everyone is praising this book and this author. And so you got to know it doesn't show Jesus in a very good light. And so the bottom line, the guy's saying he's a historian. I mean, he's a PhD historian, Christian, historian, blah, 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 blah. Well, come to find out that's not true. Come to find out, all these things he said. Then come to find out he's part of this organization that is connected to George Soros. Code Pink is involved. Samantha Powers and blah, 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 and up it goes the chain. So, again, is there anything new under the sun? These people, it's just like cockroaches. I mean, they're just like together in a colony here.
You're cockroaches. It's not funny either, but it's just the way she said it.
I know. You know, with Bel Air's, we also need to make the Linda Darling's Hammond.
Darling Hammond.
Yeah, who was the transitional Secretary of Education in 2008.
Yes.
Going into the 2009 term there, and she's the one that was put in charge of content.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand it, for the Common Core.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you got that right. So yes,
she was also involved in the online curriculum down there in Texas that 80% of the schools in Texas
mm-hmm.
were
mm-hmm.
involved with that was teaching Islam.
Yep.
And. All of that, and Linda Darling Hammond's regularly spoke at those gatherings
mm-hmm.
there in
yes.
Texas.
Yes,
all of that.
Yeah, it's the same old people. It's their sixth group of which they share the same ideology and so they're not doing anything other than what pleases them to make them more powerful, and because they're the only ones that know best.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take over the world, and that's what this is. George Soros is part of them. I mean, all of this, the UN.
Well, I wanted to give you the information 6 days ago from the Truth About Education.org from WordPress.com. It says that Bill Ayers is disturbed about the data mining, and that was published it says 6 days ago, so I wanted you guys to have that information.
But that doesn't mean, even though Bill Ayers says that he is disturbed.
I was thinking that even if we can't trust anything they say, because even if he does say that, we still want him out. I want him, I want him gone in the worst way, okay? For the sake of God beating me up and spanking me, I won't say what I really want to happen to his butt. No matter what, these guys, he wants to kill people. It may not be data mining the way he wants to do it, but he wants people to be dead. So either way is bad. Bill Gates is hiding under his desk somewhere because he knows that a lot of people are after him now that they're finding out that he's a big part of this data mining and that his organization, Microsoft, will benefit tremendously from this, and they don't give a squat about these kids. And his father was a eugenicist too, so this is the new Negro project, that these guys are doing.
And
you know that because that's what it was called under Margaret Sanger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, well, it goes back to her too. And then you've got Cloward and Tibbet, and you got and you just throw it all into one big, dark, evil pot, and that's what it is. It's like a witch's brew, all thrown in together. And Islam, throw Islam in there too, because they're all in bed together. Every one of these people is in bed with Islam.
Yep.
So, we are in, again, we're in a very dark place in our nation, and the only thing that we can do is encourage people to get their children out of this public school system, these government schools, they're going to be destroyed, and get them into homeschooling co-ops, whatever you can do for now. Options are going to be available, but you just have to get them out right now. You
mm-hmm.
cannot leave
mm-hmm.
your in
mm-hmm.
these kind
mm-hmm.
of environments and expect them to come out and be okay. And
they're not going to be.
Oh, and least of all are they going to know God. They will
mm-hmm.
have nothing left of God in them because it will be literally taken out of them. That's the goal. You cannot have this kind of communism that we're heading into with God in the picture. God must go. You must look for government to be the God.
That's right. That's
and that
right.
ain't happening
That's
as far as long as I'm
right.
alive.
Yeah, we're coming to the end, and I just wanted to say I'm so grateful for a great American hero that we've spoken of, this evening, Larry Graswell, and I hope that our listeners will purchase his book, which is available wherever books are sold and online and in the bookstores as well, and that is Bringing Down America, and how very important it is for us to read it and learn from everything that that he experienced and everything that he accomplished. We need to learn from him, and I'm just grateful for him, and I'm grateful, Ruthie, that you and Christina wanted to talk about him tonight and to honor him. What a great American hero, and I'm very grateful.
Absolutely. So, and if anybody wants to help support the movie that we're planning on doing called The Company You Don't Want to Keep, against the propaganda movie that Robert Redford did, you know, they can contact us at breakingnewsjournal.net, and they can click on that red slipper and support us so that we can bring out the movie about Larry's life and what really happened with the Weather Underground, and so that the people can be aware of what's happening and what he was going to do to help stop Common Core.
Amen.
How important it is to bring that about with our children are facing from the philosophy of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and that whole group of anti-Americans.
You know, they already have gotten two generations. We cannot allow them to take any more. This is where it stops.
That's right. That's right.
And God, God is standing in the gap.
Amen.
That's right. So, and we have God.
Which one of you ladies would like to close us in prayer tonight?
Ruthie, go for it.
Father, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to continue to remember our brother Larry Graswell and all the work that he did in your name and in your service. I thank you, and I pray, Father God, that the work that we're doing, as unto you, that you will be pleased with what we're doing here. And, Father God, I ask that you guide our every footstep, that you protect us, and that you don't let Satan come use anything to try to destroy the work that you want, the work that you want us to do on behalf of restoring our country and on behalf of restoring our families and on behalf of returning your word back into the classrooms. And as we're learning, as I, you know, learned today on the conference call with Christine and the pastors and stuff, is that the church, the regular school is the devil stuff. It has nothing to do with God. And the control has been taken away from the parents a long, long time ago. So I just thank you for the knowledge that the things that we're learning, and I pray that we will be able to get so many people out of the public school system that they have no choice but to collapse the National Education Association, the Department of Education, and anything, voucher systems and anything else that's involved, and that we can get these kids into some safe surroundings where they're not used as guinea pigs for these thugs who want to do nothing but line their pockets. Father God, I just thank you that you protect and guide us. Thank you for Barbara. Thank you for City on the Hill. Thank you for Diana. Thank you definitely for my sister Christina as we go forth and do your work and cause a lot of havoc in this country in order to break down these barriers in your name. I just give you praise and glory, and may everyone have a nice and sweet sleep tonight. And I thank you for healing on anyone who's ill and sick, and Christina and her body. I ask you to continue to heal her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, for she does a lot of work, and you would never know the pain sometimes that she may be undertaking, but she does this. The work that she does it on behalf of you and to save our country, and she never, ever complains about it. And I just give you all the praise and glory for it. I pray that the people that listen to this program tonight will be blessed. In your name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, my sisters.
You're welcome, Barbara. Have a blessed one, everybody.
Yes, but listeners, thank you for joining us tonight, and please share this podcast with your family, with your friends. Let's get the word out. Let's get the truth out. Let's be become informed, inspired, and involved. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and your loved ones. And may God bless America. Thank you for joining us at City on a Hill Radio Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.